Ja, schönen guten Nachmittag. Danke, Uli. Wir sind hier mit dem Gitarristen der Band A Projection, Charles. So it's just your prename, I don't know your full name, but doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here. Finally, you had a hard trip on the road. It was quite busy.
Yeah, it was. We had a hard time finding our way in the city.
and
it was the GPS didn't show us the right way from the start. So
yeah,
but now we're here and it's nice.
You cannot trust in techniques.
No,
believe me. Just trust your instinct.
Trust analog.
Tonight you are going to play at the Great Rang Tang Tang. So I guess it's your first time in Freiburg because you released your first record.
Yes.
Called Exit.
Yes.
So is it your first tour in general now?
Yes, the first proper tour in general, yes. We've been to Germany one time before in February when we released a single. But this is the first tour and this is the first time in Freiburg. And we just drove past... you know, in the city, and it looks nice. We're looking forward to play here. It's going to be real cool.
Yeah, we just could listen, or our listeners just could listen to the opener, Exit, right, Uli?
Yes.
Was it Exit? Yeah, and this song, it's so such an extremely Joy Division song for me, even the voice of Isaac. Yeah, it's so...
He has a
cover band or so, I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say that we're a cover band, but I can say that we're inspired by Joy Division. We are, yes. But also we're more into The Cure and the other bands from that era as well.
For example?
Well, New Order, The Cure, Interpol... those are to name a few.
Yeah, so we have more present bands like Interpol and Joy Division, so it does not exist anymore since Ian Curtis died, unfortunately. So we have New Order, is the band after Joy Division.
Yes.
But it's funny because you're just in the 20s.
Yes, well, yeah.
So you were not even born when Ian Curtis died or when Joy Division was active. I mean, it's like if we would play the Beatles in the band or would be inspired. I mean, a lot of bands are inspired by the Beatles.
Yes,
also.
Well, of course we are. Also, I actually played in a Beatles cover band when I toured around in Sweden with it, and it was quite fun. But I think this kind of music is, we are trying to develop it, you know, take it a little bit further and make it sound more like it's actually is recorded in 2015. And we take our influences from the 60s and the 80s, some part of the 70s as well, but we listen to a lot of electronic bands, music in general, mostly on YouTube actually, you know, just hitting a playlist and, oh, this sounds nice, you know, we could use this and that. Do what we feel like, and just trying to develop all the time.
Are you as well using a synthesizer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our keyboardist Linus Hergstadius is great with the synthesizers.
So anyway, you are a lot of people in the band, at least five, six, seven. So.
Six people on this tour. We're seven. We have one driver and who helps us with the sound when sound check and make sure that everything sounds good for the audience, and that's a very, very good, a very important thing for us, that the sound is the best wherever we get, since we have so many instruments and sounds, it should sound as good as it could.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two guitarists, I'm one of them, and Amos. And then we have Richard on bass guitar and Jesper on drums and Isaac, the great deep voice singer.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Curtis. Your band name, A Projection, there are so many meanings for this term, projection. I mean, what does it mean for you?
Well, we have discussed this in a band and... well, it could be a deeper meaning, but it's also very, it sounds nice when you say it, a projection, I think. And it's also very stylistic, together with our logotype and everything. So it's a whole concept with a projection. So when we play, we use a projector and project a video, which we also made.
Okay, so this is a kind of projection as well.
Yes. So the whole the show is about the projection.
Yeah, I mean, there's also this psychological meaning of projection.
Of course.
What I thought.
Yes, it's well, it could be. I mean, for me, a projection means what the album says. When, if you take Exit, what's the? It's the projection of the song. What does it project? Reborn, for instance, if you listen to the lyrics, you kind of hear it's from the one who wrote it. It's a projection from that one's thoughts and what he felt during that. So it's a projection from his, you know, heart, for instance. Yes.
Your record is called Exit. It's a strange name for the first record, because exit is more or less the end, or if you leave the situation, and
well,
for you it's the beginning.
It's the beginning, exit is all about finding. When we were recording the album, we were in a very, we were actually forming the band during the recording, It was a very stressful situation. We didn't know anything what was coming ahead and what were we going to do. And, you know, there was a lot of questions that needed to be answered. And I think when we set the album title, Exit, now let's leave this behind and go on forward. So that's what's the...
Okay. Maybe we should listen to another song of Exit.
Yes, please.
Uli, what did you choose?
Well, I saw a playlist there. What do you have? I don't know.
You can decide as well.
Oh yeah,
another phase, Reborn.
Reborn, please.
Reborn.
Yes.
Okay. Projection mit dem Song Reborn, den wir gerade gehört haben, und A Projection, die gibt's heute Abend auch live zu sehen im Great Rangtangtang hier in Freiburg. 21 Uhr geht's los. Ich bin hier, oder wir sind hier, Uli und ich, mit dem Gitarristen der Band, mit Charles.
Yes.
Still on air with Charles. Before this song, you told us something about Reborn, so about lyrics.
Yes.
What can you tell us about
the lyrics,
song in general and the lyrics?
Yeah, the song in general. Well, it was written last summer. I was, shamefully enough, I was cheating on my girlfriend with another musician girl that was I was working with that I couldn't stop. So I had to... when I felt so much shame after that, and there was a lot of other things happening in my life. At that point, I was quitting my job, and we were writing this album, and we kicked our manager at the same time. So it was a lot of things happening.
Kind of exit.
Well, kind of exit, but like a supplement to exit, I wrote Reborn. And the guys helped me a lot with inputs, so the song didn't go in every direction apart from the album. And after that, I just feel like I wanted to leave everything behind, so that's how Reborn came. And
okay.
Came out on the other side much, I don't know.
So it was just a reborn of you and not a reborn of maybe the relationship? Or
well, reborn of, well, the whole situation really in general. So,
yes. Your label is a German one?
Yes, based in Hamburg.
The famous and fantastic Tapete Records.
Yeah.
Based in Hamburg. But you produced your record in Stockholm or in Sweden? What, in Sweden?
Yeah, we produced it in Stockholm, right in the middle of Stockholm, the parts of Stockholm which is called Södermalm. It's an island in Stockholm. Well, everything is based on islands in Stockholm, basically. But the very more part of Stockholm where all the musicians and the studios are based. So it's a very inspiring part of Stockholm where we have recorded it, mostly.
And how did you get in touch with Tapete Records, finally?
We wrote to several record companies. all around, and we got some answers from Sweden and from Tapiti. And in our discussions with the every record label, Tapiti, well, they seem to be the best for us, and we all got very good along. And then they came to Sweden, and we met, and we had a good time, and we've been together since ever since. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Aren't there that many labels in Sweden, or what's the problem in Sweden? I mean, you have a big scene. We just talked about Mando Diao, for example, a fantastic Swedish band. So there is a scene, and there's a lot of bands in Sweden.
There is a huge... there are so many bands, and everybody is like, you know, standing in the central square screaming, hey, we are good, we want to do something. Listen to us, and so it's becoming hard. So the record labels in Sweden are only the major ones, like Sony. Now I lost it, but you know, all the major companies, and they always sign these many major artists, or mostly women artists. The major ones. That's what you see and what you hear in Sweden, basically.
Okay. Is there a typical Swedish female artist, or kind of cliche?
I think it's coming more and more.
The Cardigans maybe have been such a...
Yeah, they have been. But I haven't listened to them in a long time. Are they still active? I don't know.
Uli? Cardigans? They used to play on the Southside Festival some years ago, but maybe it's 10 years ago.
What is with Anna Ternheim?
Anna Ternheim, oh, such a good artist.
Thank you.
Oh my God, she's good. That voice. She can play and sing. Oh yeah, she's good.
Good.
Okay. Maybe one more song of Exit. I would vote for the single, Young Days.
Yeah.
What would you say? Young Days?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Ja, und jetzt zum Endspurt mit A Protection. Charles muss schnell ins Rank Tank tanken. Steht ja wohl noch Soundcheck und Abendessen an und so weiter. We just listened to Young Days, a song of your first record, Exit. And to Young Days, you also have got the video clip.
Yes.
A nice one. So it's in black and white, and it's a kind of, I don't know how to describe it, like a negative of a photography.
Yes, and it's when we had a producer actually during that during the video shooting and the video post production and everything, and he's very very good with the videos, and we talked about how, well, we want it to look like you know, the VHS cassette video tapes.
Yes, VHS cassette.
Yeah, so you know, you get the feeling, you know, when you watched a video
like in the 80s.
Yeah, in the 90s. 80s, 90s. Yes, I was born in the early 90s, 1990. So I still watched the VHS.
Okay.
So I remember how it was, and I think it's turned out perfect.
Mm-hmm. And it's a kind of road movie or road trip with your tour bus. I don't know.
Yes, it is.
What landscape can we see there? Is it in Sweden or?
Yes, it's in Sweden. It's in Skåne, the south of Sweden. Yeah, we drive past, and it's also some shoots from Stockholm where we live. So we wanted to, you know, catch the environments that we're in. There were many clips. We tried some from the studio as well, and they didn't work out with the overall general feeling.
Yeah, and in the lyrics, in the refrain, you sing or Isaac sings, I'll miss the young days, he thinks. So my question would be, will you miss your young days? Are you so sure about that now, that you will you will miss your young days? I mean, late days can also be nice.
There's a nice answer to that, actually. But, you know, if I, when I grow older and I'll be sitting at my home, I don't know, with a few kids or anything, and remember Freiburg, and I probably will be missing my young days.
It's always the same, yeah. Rock and roll star, okay, with poor kids later. Maybe you can go on making music for decades.
Decades?
Yeah, years and years and years.
Yes, you know? Yes, of course.
And as an old man as well, on stage and on tour.
I'm probably always going to be... if not playing, I'm probably going to be producing and mixing, or yeah, something like that. I'm going to be involved.
Okay. Yeah. So, Charter, thank you so much for being here in the show, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
For your whole career, for the next record, and especially for tonight, for the great Rang Tang Tang.
Yeah, yeah. Please come and see us. We're
good atmosphere and full house.
Okay, yeah.
And